I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, for me, one of the nicest things about traveling is coming home. While I'm away, a good friend stops by every day to make sure my cat has plenty of food and water. But when I come home from a trip, I can tell my furry friend has missed me. She walks in front of me as I climb the stairs, trying to figure out where I'm going next so she can go there too. Or she does the tuck and roll maneuver on my feet. If you have a cat, you probably recognize that one. She tucks her head down, then rolls over on top of my feet, giving them a nice full body massage. Some days it can be difficult to walk because she's underfoot, but then I remember that she's just expressing her pleasure that I'm back. It's a sense of companionship and familiarity that tells me I'm home. My travels sometimes take me outside the Alabama Public Radio listening area. I may sleep in unfamiliar beds and eat in unfamiliar places, but I can always turn on the radio and search the lower end of that dial until I find it, the unmistakable sound of public radio. And once I locate the public radio station on the dial, I don't have to waste my time searching anymore. Whether I hear classical music or NPR news or recognizable voices like Kai Ryssdal or Terry Gross, that connection feels like home. Wherever I am. Still, as I'm returning from my trip, getting close to home, I hit the button on my car radio, the one that's set to Alabama Public Radio. Whether it's our award-winning news team with the latest news update, or David Duff giving me some insight into a piece of classical music, it feels like I'm practically there. I know I'm close to home, close to the things I depend on to be a part of my life. If you're a regular listener to APR, but you just haven't made that call yet, it's time to come home to Alabama Public Radio. Go online to APR.org/give to make a contribution and join the family. It feels like home when you're speaking of pets and when you're speaking of Alabama Public Radio.